Look at Toysus, Dibra Maskal, Amalei Rabbi Yishmal, them came Yisru, Kala Kars, Vivkidu, says Toysus, Tema, Rabbi Yishmal, Lemalei Lenafshe. Meaning, Rabbi Yishmal didn't want to learn Vinixo and Israel like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because if it means that all the Akaras are going to be Nifkida, so I have a great Eitzah. Any woman that's an Akara, let her do this, and she's going to be fine. Now, you'll tell me she's not going to want to do it because it's an Isser, so she's going to say, what, because I'm keeping the mitzvahs, all of a sudden I should lose out? It doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yishmal says, what does Vinixo and Israel Zara mean? It means that if she wants to have children that are Zharim, or if she wants to not have to go through the Tsar of Leda and all these things, that's going to be her Eitzah. So Faith Toys, the same kind. Asha, Yisru call Yaldois, let all the Yaldois do Stira, Bitsar, meaning the ones that are Yaldis Bitsar, the Yaldu Berevach, and all of a sudden they'll be Yaldu Berevach, the Zu Haibalai Nisrev, Sida. You can tell me, oh, she doesn't want to do it because of the Yisr, so she shall lose out because she's been Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and Tayyis Ablaib Sarachim. But either way, this last Gemara right here is a Gemara that we all know, and that is that the Safik Saita, when she came to drink from the Meis Saita, so the stakes were really, really high. I mean, obviously, if she's guilty, it's not going to be good. And if she's innocent, it's not just going to go back to status quo, but the emes is if she's innocent, she's going to get tremendous bracha. According to Rabbi Akiva, her teva would change. That if she was an Akara, lo yolada, now she would be zoicha to have children. The nix of an Israel Zara. Rabbi Shmuel said, I think that's taking it a little too far, but even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that if she was a Yoledes Betzar, she'll be a Yoledes Berevach. If it was Nekevis, it's going to be Scharim, etc., etc. And the kasha is, why? Why does this woman get this bracha? In the best case scenario, she's an Isha Prutza. Right? This is one of the things that we have to internalize as we go through these sugis here in Masech Tesaita. In the best case scenario, this was a man that was choshed his wife. He warned her, Al Tistri Mishpoini, and she went and she did Stira with a man that she wasn't supposed to do Stira with. So she for sure did something wrong. She's for sure an Isha Prutza. The Shaila is, was there a Bia or was there not a Bia? I hear. So in the event that she's not, there was no Bia, she should be Zoicha to tremendous Bracha. So the emes is the Chassam Sofer, and this is tucked away in the middle of a tshuva in Chosha Mishpat, where he's discussing the halachas of Mei Soita. It's in the end of Simenan Ayin Zayin. And the Chassam Sofer asks this Kasha. And the Chassam Sofer says, you have to say that the Pshat is, V'yishloimer Atam, Ki kvar kiblo kol oincha bebizyoina berabim. Because any oinish that this woman was supposed to get, she already got with her bizyoinas. I'm skipping the line. V'achar kol ha-bizyoina zeh, after she got the bizyoinas that she got, loinishar ma'uma ki imnitma. There's nothing left. Now, if she's told me, the Torah says, this is what's going to happen to her. But loinishar ma'uma, because bizyoinas has an unbelievable ability to be mechaper for a person. And it's true, this woman be'etzim is an isha prutza. And for that, she should be punished. She got punished. She got geferlecha bizyoinas. Kolaroya soite bekulkula. It's bizyoina, Rashi says. So she got all the bizyoinas that she was supposed to get. So, loimi boya, that she gets kapara for the avera that she did, but because of the bizyoinus, she's mukshal lebracha now. A person that goes through bizyoinus is ripe right now to be able to be gebenched. And that's the oimik over here of the nix of an Israel Zara, Zokta Chassam Sofer. It's because anything that she needed, va'acha kol ha-bizyoin hazeh, loinishar mo'uma, there's nothing that she needs anymore. Because the bizyoinus itself is mechaper for everything.